Please stand for the gospel reading. So the gospel this morning takes place, I want to give you a little heads up, during a festival called the Festival of Booths, which nobody's heard of, right? So the Festival of Booths was an annual festival where the Jewish people would make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. And basically there were prayers and supplications praying to God to send rain. So there was a daily procession where the religious leaders would carry water around and they would cry out praying to God to send rain. It came at the end of their summer dry season, and so they were looking ahead to next year's harvest and wanting that rain so that there could be life for the coming year. So it is in the midst of that. Jesus has also made a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, and it's in the midst of that celebration and that festival that centers around water that we have today's reading. Our gospel reading comes to us from the Gospel of John, the 7th chapter. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive, for as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. When they heard these words, some in the crowd said, "This is really the prophet." Others said, "This is the Messiah." But some asked, "Surely the Messiah does not come from Galilee, does he? Has not the scripture said that the Messiah is descended from David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So there was a division in the crowd because of Jesus. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. Then the temple police went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not arrest him?" The police answered, "Never has anyone spoken like this." Then the Pharisees replied, "Surely you have not been deceived too, have you? Has any one of the authorities or of the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, they are accursed." Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus before and who was one of them, asked, "Our law does not judge people without first giving them a hearing to find out what they're doing, does it?" They replied, "Surely you are not also from Galilee, are you? Search, and you will see that no prophet is to arise from Galilee." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. So just like last week, I'm only going to touch on a little bit of this because there are layers and layers and layers. But the part that I want to lift up that I love about how Jesus spoke to the crowds is how he used everyday language. Right? In our story last week, he had just fed the crowds with bread, their everyday food that they ate just to get by day to day. And then he talked about that same bread, saying, "I am the bread of life." That's how he taught them about who he was and what he had to offer. He used that everyday language to say, "I am one who feeds, who nourishes, who sustains." And then here this week, we have the people gathered together in their annual ritual celebration where they're seeking water from God. And Jesus says, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me." And he talks to them about what it is that he has in terms of water, living water. Jesus talks about who he is and what he has to offer in terms that the everyday person can understand, which incidentally really ticked off the religious leaders because they liked to be the only ones that were in the know. They controlled the knowledge. They controlled the faith. But Jesus threw open the gates and made it accessible to all people. So like I said, in today's reading, Jesus says, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me." That invitation, just like we talked about last week, that is open to all people. And then in the very next verse, or the end of that same verse, we hear the words, "Out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." And I want to unpack this verse, and it's going to get a little messy. I apologize in advance, but it's really important. Out of the believer's heart flows rivers of living water. This is kind of a messy translation. It loses a lot of the meaning that's in the Greek. So I want to talk about out of the believer's heart. The word in the Greek is actually just his. It's just a pronoun. And our translation is admirably trying to use more inclusive language, so it changes it from his to believers. That could include people of all gender. But in doing so, it removes the possibility that his is actually referring to Jesus. And that seems a very likely possibility. Out of Jesus' heart flows rivers of living water, a river of living water. That goes along with what we learned in the story of the Samaritan woman, that Jesus was the source of living water, right? So I want us to hold that possibility, that maybe this is actually referring to Jesus. So then it would say, out of Jesus' heart shall flow rivers of living water. The second messy part is the word heart. In the Greek, it's koilia, which isn't heart. Cardia is heart, like cardiology in Greek. Koilia actually means womb or belly. And the reason translators might go with heart here is because we talk about heart as a location of our emotions, right? Not just that organ that pumps blood, but where we feel. And we talk about following our heart. And we talk about heart in all these metaphorical ways. And in the ancient world, that was not used. Heart was not used in that way. Belly was used in that way. It was located much lower down, which we still do that, right? Follow your gut, that kind of language. So it's not crazy that they wanted to go with heart to try and get that meaning. But again, then we lose some other possible understandings, because womb, koilia, earlier on in the Nicodemus story, is used for a birth metaphor. Over and over, Jesus talks about rebirth, and Nicodemus gets really confused and says, how can anyone go back into the womb and be born again? Because he takes it literally. But it's this metaphor of being born of water and the Spirit that Jesus is using. And if we translate, out of Jesus' womb shall flow rivers of living water, then we also have that metaphor of rebirth. And it goes on to talk more about Spirit. So we have water and Spirit, just like in the Nicodemus story. We have this rebirth image that I think is really central to understanding this text. So end of Greek lesson. We made it. So what if we take this different understanding of this verse, if we open it up to different meanings in this way, then we have this understanding that living water is from Jesus, just like we learned in the story of the Samaritan woman. And that this living water is water of renewal and new life, rebirth, the same rebirth that Jesus talked about in the story of Nicodemus, water and the Spirit. So the water that Jesus offers is water of new life. The living water that Jesus offers is thawing snow or spring rain. It's water that brings greenness and life out of the death of winter. The living water that Jesus offers is hope. Hope where there had not been hope before. Hope for new beginnings. Hope that there will be life where no life seems possible. When Jesus invites all who are thirsty to come and drink, it's an invitation to all who need that kind of hope. All who long for rebirth or new life. So what does that look like? I racked my brain to try and come up with really great examples to give you, and what I kept stumbling over was the fact that it looks different for each of us in each of our lives. It can look like so many different things. It can look like sobriety and a new start after hitting rock bottom. It can look like a gained appreciation for community and creative ways of connecting with one another that grows out of a pandemic. It can look like rediscovering joy or happiness in the midst of grief. It can look like a small kindness on a really bad day. It is the tiny green sprout of hope, of love, of happiness that can push through even our darkest and most difficult times. It's the good thing that we couldn't see coming, that we never imagined, that shows up in the midst of our fear and our sadness. That is the gift of rebirth, the gift of living water, the gift of resurrection that Jesus offers. And the reason I wanted to work so hard to reclaim that birth image is because it is so 100% freely given to us, like a baby that does nothing to earn the gift of life. This hope, these moments of unexpected renewal, these are gifts birthed into the world by God, given freely to us, beyond even our ability to imagine. That is the gift of living water that Jesus offers. Thanks be to God. Amen.